Okay. Prayer and our cosmos. Did we fall down to this world? Well, as we said, we find it there in the Vaishnava teachings. But no, we never fell anywhere, because this is all in our mind, so to speak. And if you doubt that, how can this all be in our mind? Well, you need to understand it's so powerful and important and fundamental. The mind is in this whole creation that we call the cosmos of the world. I think we can see it like this. I'm testing here. That where we are now is because of our mind, our mental status and frame and mentality and character and that. And when we leave this world, we will be in some other world. And I just heard that Emanuel Swedenborg writes in his writings about the heavens and other worlds, that in heaven your environment, your home, your the objects you use in your life and like to surround yourself with are, it's all a manifestation of your consciousness, your mind. And of course, that's also how our homes are here. Depending on who we are, our mentality, our likes and dislikes, we create our home accordingly. But anyway, we might then, conditioned to this world as we are, think of our journey through the worlds, the three worlds, or the seven worlds, or the 14 worlds, as a kind of geographic journey between different places. But we should think of it more in terms of a journey between different kinds of consciousness. And that's what the spiritual journey means. It's about the spirit, the soul, us. That our mind reflects now, if you say, yes, we were originally in, with Krishna there, Goloka, and we fell down, and now we're going to go back there because that's our real home. Again, it's a bit of that way of thinking. Somewhere else there. It's our home. That's where we came from. But I think the real world is more fantastic than that. Home means that we are or we should be, that we feel happy and at home to be. Because we can't really be home in a place that just disappears after a while, and with a body that just disappears. But yeah, we may then all of a sudden find ourselves here on Earth. But here we may also find Vrindavan, and that's the purpose of it, the wisdom. But understand that that home, that Vrindavan, that highest place to be is again about where our heart and mind is. And it seems then that yes, it's a dynamic. Our relationship to God . This dynamic is ever expanding. And the way we see it manifest in our own lives, I guess, and around us is that even people who are spiritual, who live with God in their heart, to live in the kingdom of God, continue sweeter and sweeter relationships and what we find there given by Lord Chaitanya, given the Gita and the Bharatama, but rasa and all that. It's revealing very high relationship to God. That we somehow, by Krishna's mercy, by God's mercy, am I able to hear about and learn about and aspire for. And again, it's about personal relationships, it's about how we relate to Krishna. Still a bit sick, falling asleep.